That's how we move.
Now the system about to kick off this party. Let's
This weekend, Chris, did you know? This weekend is NBA All-Star weekend.
I did not. I did know because I was getting ready for this, and so I had to research some basketball stuff.
Last week, we talked a little bit about Justin Timberlake and his sneakers.
Right.
So this is the hot time for sneakers releases. Actually, there was a pair that released today. I was unfortunately not able to get them because they did a drawing through the sneakers app, which I talked about last week.
And I
remember we talked about, because it looks like the Justin Timberlake one slightly, but it has that bottom, it has the clear sole on the bottom with the free throw line.
Right.
But I was unable to get those, so that's disappointing.
Were you close? It was a drawing. You'll never know.
Yeah.
Sneakers are, it's just such a big, every time we talk about sneakers, it just boggles my mind. It's just like not something I ever got into collecting, and so when I hear these things about, like, you know, select few, we had to have a, you had to have a knife fight to get a pair of these, I'm like, damn, they're just shoes.
This is a good weekend for sneaker releases, and Jordan does pretty well. Russell Westbrook has a shoe with deal with Jordan Brand, so he has a sneaker releasing tomorrow.
Dang.
It's called the 0.1. Yeah, Drake has a shoe dropping this weekend. Two shoes dropping this weekend with Jordan. The Jordan
the Raptors.
8.
Wow.
The Jordan 8 OVOs.
This is like you're speaking Chinese, man. These are like, they all got call signs and this is that. You're going to love that. I'm like, what are we talking about, Rockets?
Yeah, Soulfly, which is popular in the sneaker world. They're doing a collaboration with Jordan. They're releasing a pair of 17. One of my favorites, though, that's releasing this weekend is definitely the Jordan 3 Black Cement, which is a classic shoe. So sexy. I'm looking at it right now.
You are losing your mind over Black Cement.
Yeah, so if you got money.
If I want to buy. Yeah, thanks for saying if you've got money. If I wanted to use money to purchase shoes of these calibers, how much do I need? How much do I need to purchase some shoes?
If you're just trying to buy one pair or like all the pairs?
I'm trying to buy one of the pairs, like the Drake ones. I was like, $200?
So the Jordan 8 OVOs will go for $225.
Oof.
Now, these two are probably very hot, obviously because of Drake.
Right, of course.
So that's what makes these a little bit extra.
If it was like, presenting the Jordan 806s from Chris Watts, people would be like, who the fuck that?
Yeah, probably. Probably sit on a back burner.
It's so exclusive. We don't even know who he is. That's how good it is.
Yeah,
I can sell that. But that I can get them for as low as $196 a month if I use a new credit service at the shoe club. So add to cart. It would be a crime to miss that deal.
I the person who is like whoever the bank is or loaning system who's like willing to do that with sneakers,
crazy.
has got to be cashing out. Like,
oh God, yes.
Just mopping up the market with like. You're paying X amount of dollars a month for these sneakers.
They're paying me $300 a month for shoes. Oh, yeah. They're not even going to wear them. Oh, you guys are idiots.
Yeah, Undefeated, the brand Undefeated has a Kobe collaboration that they're coming out with. This is what All-Star Weekend's about. Like, there's
sneakers.
There's also a huge, like, Nike does pop-ups here and there. You can customize your own Air Force One out in L.A. I mean, it's nuts. I had no idea.
This is a world I do not exist in.
Yeah, Nike goes all out. And they're basically a monopoly in basketball. So, but I would say there's probably more. It's like the Super Bowl. Like, there's more stuff going on outside of the main event.
Right.
Because, like, the actual All-Star game, I don't know if people really watch.
Sure, I don't remember the last time I watched an All-Star game. You know, now that I'm thinking through it in my head too about these shoes, it doesn't make a sense. Some reason I was Italian there. It does make sense to me that there would be that with the sneakers, because if you think about other sports that have like All-Star games or that are a big deal in the United States, like it's really hard to push products based around that. Like they're actually wearing sneakers they play in. Like, I can't just buy baseball cleats to have around the house, or like a baseball glove or a football helmet. Like, there is certain products, but there's not gonna be some big push around the MLB All-Star game. They're like, come on down, be sure to get your catcher's mitts. They're going quick. It's like, these are the Babe Ruth 17s. Look out.
Right. So that's what's interesting about basketball and in the merchandising world, because like,
yeah,
if you think about it, basketball is played on a court that's not that big, so you can see everything.
You don't need any gear.
The players basically wear,
other than a ball,
they don't wear very much equipment other than sneakers and shorts and a tank top. I mean, it's also very personable. Like, more people recognize,
I wish they'd wear less.
More people recognize basketball players than any other players in sports.
That makes sense. You're right up in their grill all the time.
Right. It's a very like personable sport. It's interesting.
96% of the NFL could walk past me, stumble over me, land on top of me, help me pick up all my stuff, tell me to have a good day and walk away, and I'd have no idea who they were, other than the fact that they're probably 900 pounds and just crushed me flat.
Right. Unless they had a helmet on, recognize.
And they put a helmet on, I'd be like, oh my God, that's John Johnson.
Which is why players have, like, when they go to these media things, they have to wear their jerseys. You know that?
So people will know who they are?
So people know that they're players.
Wow. That tells you about the sports. Okay, so I'm in. Sneakers it is. I guess I'll buy the $2,200 ones. You talk me into it.
The biggest thing in All-Star Weekend, though, was obviously Saturday night.
What happened Saturday night?
Saturday night is the slam dunk contest, 3-point contest, and the Taco Bell skills challenge. I don't know
what are you doing. Tell me about the skills challenge. What's that?
So skills challenge, what they do is they have like a point guard or like two. They usually do like a couple big guys and a couple guards, and then they like tournament style do like dribbling layup, just like a obstacle type of course.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. It's gotten, you'll see more named players. Usually in that contest and the 3-point contest,
mm-hmm,
than you would the slam dunk contest anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd never follow this stuff really when I was a kid, maybe, but like I pulled up the list of the people in the dunk contest, didn't even recognize one of the names.
Yeah, that's the thing, is because I don't know where the disconnect came between players, like name players in this. I think originally it was like about people, them not wanting to get hurt.
Right.
But I think
what
the last,
if I stubbed my finger up there.
I think the last time like a name player that was in it was like Blake Griffin, maybe, or even Dwight Howard.
But here's the list right here. Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo. Yep.
Larry Nance Jr. That was an easy one. Dennis Smith Jr. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are those guys?
Their dads are famous, at least. You know.
I mean, if you're there's two juniors in here. If you, if you're a basketball fan, you're like, how the hell do you not know who that is? You're yelling at the TV right now. TV, why are you watching us on a TV? You're an idiot. You should be listening to us. But for me, for being on the outside, I remember the old days. I was like Vince Carter and all these people. I'm like, I know every single person that's going to do this. How fun. And now I'm like, what? He's like a 12-year-old kid.
Yeah. So the argument that the NBA plays is that the slam dunk contest is a platform for someone you might not know to become somebody you will know.
Well, I'll watch the McDonald's college or high school one if I want that.
I mean, but still, yeah, you're not going to know anybody in that one either. So
this is the circus. I want the big names. I want them doing fun tricks for me.
Well, Larry Nance just got traded to the Cavs, so he was on the Lakers. And then Dennis Smith Jr. is the son of Dennis Smith, who played for the Orlando Magic back when, like, Penny and Shaq days. And he's actually a commentator on NBA TV.
Well, he's going to have a favorite.
But the name actually on this dunk contest is Victor Oladipo. So, I mean, I get it, but it's still
interesting.
It's still a hard sell for me to drop everything for, you know?
The All-Star Weekend must make money or they wouldn't keep strutting people out there. It's just like the Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? It's like, why are we doing this, guys? Is there enough money behind it to keep this going?
I mean, so the difference between like the NBA All-Star Weekend is versus like other All-Star games is it's very celebrity. Like it's very, it only right. does it crazy well in the right city, and the city actually plays a part.
They want it because they want to bring people in. They want to have the celebrity. They want to have the press.
But it only makes sense in major cities. Like when it's when it's in like, you know, they'll never be like. I mean, I like shouldn't
Tulsa,
say
welcome
never.
To Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I mean, yeah. If Oklahoma City ever hosted an All-Star game, it would be odd. Like it would be tough because like the capacity of celebrity that comes through, as well as other. How do I say this in 2018? Other people, a lot of people come out of the woodwork. I'll say that.
Sure, they just show up to this thing and
to
make
try
it
and to try and cash out on. I mean, you have a lot of people come out of the woodwork to try and cash out on an NBA player. So clubs, clubs pop off. People make appearances. I've been to a few All-Star games. Obviously, I've worked with Nike for a long time.
Was it fun?
It's probably some of the greatest times of my life, and I loved every moment of it working with Jordan Brand, Nike. I'm very, very thankful to have those opportunities. It's a whole spectacle, and it's all weekend long, and it's up there with like a Mardi Gras. Like it's big. It's big time. A lot of money. A lot of money being spent. A lot of product being purchased.
So it goes about. It looks like so in 2017 All-Star Weekend. Research estimate the event led to a total of 82.7 million in sales or output in the state. So the host state makes just shy of $100 million in one weekend. So basically what you're saying is correct. Like it's not, you go and you have all that fun, but really why this is a thing, or more so why places want this to continue to be a thing, is because you get a huge boost in revenue that weekend by having everybody travel in and buy gear and stay at your hotels, eat all your food and all that stuff. Everything goes up.
Right. Which is also why it needs to be in major cities and not like small towns. Because the caliber is not there. Like
I get it. I'm in it.
But this is the other cool thing about this year is they're doing the main All-Star game a little bit different. I'm not sure if you...
Right. They pick teams, right?
Right. So instead of doing an East versus West this year, they're doing Steph Curry and LeBron James... were voted captains because they received the most votes, and then they picked teams. And so LeBron had the first pick for the starters, and then Steph had the first pick for the reserves. The way it works is like the fans pick the starters, and then everybody else, media, coaches, everybody else within the league picks the reserves. So the lineups look pretty good. I watched an interview with Steph Curry and LeBron, and they were both like, the way that they drafted should have been televised is what they said.
Jeez. So, well, yeah. I'm definitely not going to watch it. But you know, if I'm somewhere and it's on, maybe I will watch it. So who knows? Maybe you sold me on it halfway.
It should be good. You'll get to see KD teamed up with Russell Westbrook again.
Willie Wessels.
So I'm actually curious to see if this format's. I don't know if it's really gonna. It's supposed to make it a little bit more competitive, but there's no defense being played, so I don't know how you're gonna make something like this competitive.
Nobody's gonna go out there and bust their ass. There's for no this kind of thing.
There's really no incentive. To play. So that's why I think the last few All-Star games have been. Both teams have almost scored like 200 points each. So
that's how you know it's a great game.
I mean, Steph Curry, Paul George had a crazy game once, and yeah, I don't know. It's the All-Star game. It's always fun. It's a lot more fun when you're there in the atmosphere than away from it. I'll say that.
Sure. Right.
But if you're out in LA, go out and experience as much as you can, 'cause it's awesome. That's going to be our buzz of the week. You can catch more from me and my man Chris.
That's me.
That's you. More antics from us in our regular show called G-Splash is immediately following this episode of Buzz of the Week. We'll see you next time. Peace.
That's how we buzz.
Bye. Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks bad.
Feel the vibration. Come on.